Siman Nun Hey Omer Aleph. Let's see. Yep. Hey Nun Hey Omer Aleph. Good morning, Rabbi Michael. Here we go. Rabbi Yehuda Hava Yosef Kamei the Shmuel. Rabbi Yehuda was sitting in front of Shmuel. I saw how he ate. There was a certain lady that came and caught Savachal Kamei. She was crying. Help me out. Somebody's bothering me. V'lehavi Mishkach Ba. He was not paying attention to her. Amar Lei. So Rabbi Yehuda said to Shmuel, his Rebbe, Lo Sover Lei Mar, does not Mar not hold that Oitim Oznei Mizaka as Dal, somebody who closes his ears to the cries of the poor, Gamahu Yikro V'lo Yana, so too he will cry and not and get answered. Amar Lei, Shinina, a sharp one. You're asking a good question, but Reishcha, your root, your head, means your, and it was your Rebbe, meaning me, Bikriri. I'm going to be in cold water. Nothing to worry about. Reish the Reishcha, your Rebbe's Rebbe, my Rebbe, he's Take going to be in hot water. Bechamimi, which is the expression, going to be in hot water, because he's going to be in trouble. Why? Because I'm not in charge over here. Mar Ukva, my Rebbe's in charge. Hayosef Mar Ukva, I've based in. So if she has a complaint, my hands are tied. I can't do anything without him. So let her go complain to him. Do to save the thievery from those who are being oppressed, and perhaps if not, Hashem's fire will come out with his anger and burn up things. Because of all the bad actions. So it's not I have nothing to do over here. I'm my hands are tied. So I can't be blamed, and therefore I'm not going to be. It's only a problem of not helping out if you're able to help out. Reb Zera said to Reb Simon, go and give musa to those people in the Reish Kalusa's house. In other words, those very powerful political people who apparently weren't always so great. Go give them musa. Amalei, he responded, Lo Mekabli Mino. They're not going to be accepted. They're not going to accept it from me. Amalei, Afagav de Lo Mekabli, Lechichini Mar. Even if they're not Mekabli, they should give them Musar. The Amar of Acha bar Rabbi Chanina, My Olam Lo Yatsis Amida Toiva Bipiak Kadosh Baruch Hu, V'chazer Bei Lerab, because Rabbi Acha said that never did it happen that a good decree came out from a Kadosh Baruch Hu and it was Chuzet Tara, except for the following instance. Chutz Midavar Zed, the Sif Ayemar Hashem Elov, Avor, Betoy Chayir, Betoy Yerushalayim, Vehesvisa Tof Al Mitzchus HaAnashim HaNa'enokim HaNa'enokim. Go throughout Yerushalayim and place a tuf, the letter tuf on the forehead. Hashem was talking to Malach Gavriel. And he was like, go and place a tuf on the foreheads of the groaning men on all of the bad things that were being done in Yerushalayim. Amar Lei HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Gavriel, Lech V'Roshim Al Mitzchon Shehel Tzadikim, go and that was the pasuk. Now the Gemara is explaining it. Go and draw on the forehead of the Tzadikim a tuf shel diyoy, a tuf made out of ink. And the Gemara is going to ask why, but Shelo Yishlutu Bahem Malachei Chavala, to protect them from the upcoming plague or whatever, the destruction, the angels of destruction that are about to wreak havoc on Yerushalayim. And Val Mitzchim Shel Rishayim, and go on the forehead of the Rishayim, inscribe a tuf shel dam, Kadesh Yishlutu Bahem Malachei Chavala, so that the Malachei Chavala should have Shlita over them. Amr Amidah Sadin Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Amidah Sadin said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Manish Tanu Elu Memelu, why are you saving these and destroying these? Amr Lo, Halalu Tzadikim Gemurim V'Halalu Rishayim Gemurim, because these are Tzadikim Gemurim, these are Rishayim. Amr Lefan of Ribbono Shel Olam, Haya Biyadam Limchais V'Lai Michu, it was within their power to make a macha, and they didn't. Amr Lo, he said to the Amidah Sadin, Galu V'Yadu Lefanai, it is revealed before me that even if they protested, the Rishayim would not have listened. Shem Michu Bahem Lo Yikablu Mehem. Says the Midas Adin back, Amr Lafan of Ribbono Shel Olam, Im Lefanecha Galui, Lohem Migalui, that's true, you knew that, but they didn't know that. And that's why suddenly the Midas HaToiva of protecting the Tzadikim during the Churban HaBeis HaMikdash, during the Churban of Yerushalayim, was suddenly changed. And Hashem decided that, no, even the Tzadikim are going to die. V'hanu Dechsev, Zakein Bachar U'Besula Taf V'Nashim Tahagu L'Mashchis. As it states, and Zake and Bachar, Basula, young ones, Nashim, all of them are Tahar Gulamashkas. They were all killed. But on the people that have a tough, don't touch, and then start from my Kaddish ones. We see, it said, first, don't touch the ones with the tough, and then it switched to Mimikdash Techelo. Start from the Kaddish ones. The Siva Yechalu Ba'anashim has Zakein Mashir Lefanai Habayas. And it says, and they got sick. And it started with the Anashim, the Zakenim, that were, sorry, they got, yeah, they died. The Anashim, the Zakenim, it started with them. The elderly people. So it started with the Gedolim. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Okay. Tani Rabbi Yosef, al tikri mikdashi ela mikudashai. Mikudo elu b'nei adam shekayim as a kolatayr as a... So don't say mikdashi ela mikudjai, the ones who are mikadesh me. Elu b'nei adam shekayim as a tayr kula me'alav atav. These are people that are mikayim the tayr from the beginning until the end, from alav until tav. Umiyad, as soon as Hashem gave the order, v'hine shisha anashim, boi miderech shar elyon. Six men, and these men were not men, but they were angels, came from the derech shar elyon. Each person had his utensils that he usually uses in his hands. And there was one man there wearing the linen amongst them. And he had scribes. He had a scribe's tools. I'm not sure which part of the tool. Does it say there? The inkwell? That's what it said? Yeah, okay, thank you. And they went and they stood next to the copper mizbeach. Says the Gemara, mizbeach and achoshes at the time of the destruction of the first place. Mikdash mihavei. Amalu akadosh baruch hu. Hetzchilu mimakom sha'emrim shira lefanei. Start from the place that they say shira. Enechanami. It wasn't the mizbeach and achoshes. It was the mizbeach that they used copper tools and instruments by it. So start from there. So that's where this destruction officially started. Unbelievable. Who are these six and men? Amar of Chizda, Ketzef, Af, Vechema, Umashchis, Umeshaber, Umechala. Those are the names. It's a Pella Atzuma. We always say this, that the world is metaphysical, but, you know, if we were to ask, so what destroyed the second base of Mikdash? We would have said the first base of Mikdash, the Romans, or, you know, Nebuchadnezzar, and some soldiers running through. The soldiers running through are just the physical acts that bring the metaphysical death and destruction. There's death and destruction over here. And it says, actually, speaking of what we're nogea us, is that if there's a plague, the Gemara says, you avoid the middle of the street. There's a whole, because the angel of death is there. I'm saying, it's all angels. It's all metaphysical. And we just have to be aware of what a metaphysical world we live in. And it's not, every time I come to one of these Gemaras, it's like, it's such a Pella. It's like, you get in the way of these angels, and then that's it. And once that's it, so then a Roman soldier, or a Nebuchadnezzar soldier can have power over you. It's really the angel that's doing the action. And then once that's happened, so then there's a physical manifestation of what just happened in the higher worlds. And we see that with, in Corona also. It's so unbelievable. Okay, so these were the six men that were wreaking havoc in Jerusalem. So why did they use a tuf? Maishna tuf. I'm gonna have tuf was for the tzaddikim was supposed to stand for tichya, but eventually it didn't. And tuf for the rishayim was tamos. Shmuel Amar tuf stood for the following thing: tama zuchus aves. The zuchus aves ran out, and therefore they were no longer able to rely on the zuchus aves to save the Beis Hamikdash. Rabbi Yechon Amar tachon zuchus aves. Those who are able to rely on the zechus aves can rely on it, but those who are not sinning and not going in their paths are no longer going to be able to rely on it. Reish Lakish Amar Tuf, the Tuf was actually just the signature of Hashem. It was like the last, when sometimes you sign your name, you just do either the first letter or the last letter. So Tuf was the signature of Hashem. Was the last of the signature, because Hashem's signature is Emes. So that's how he was just signing his name, basically, on these people to die and these people to live. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani Amar Elu b'nei Adam shekaimu as a Torah kula me'alav ad tuf. And the last one was, he meant to say that the tuf of the tzaddikim was, these are the people who are mekayim the Torah. Me'emos haitam ha'zuchus aves. According to Shmuel, when did the zuchus aves run out? So the Gemara brings about five different opinions, quoting different psukim, which sound like there is no longer zuchus aves. Amar Abmi Mois Hoshea ben Be'eri, from Hoshea. Shenemar, Egala es nevailasa le'enai me'ahaveha. I will put into gullus the nevela in the eyes of those who loved her. V'ish lo yatzilenu miyadi. And nobody's going to protect, going to stop me. What do you mean nobody's going to stop me? Even the Avais Hashem says is not going to be able to stop me, because that's it. You ran out of Zuchusim. Shmuel Amar Miyamei Chazoel. Shenemar V'Chazoel, who was a Melech Aram, Lachas as Yisrael, Kol Yimei HaYaragaz, because it says that Chazoel bothered Klal Yisrael. V'chsev, V'yichan Hashem Oysam V'yirachemim, V'yifen Aleihem, L'man Brisei Es Avram Yitzhak V'yakav, V'lo Ava Hashchisem V'lashlichem Alpanav Arato. And it says, and Hashem turned because of his bris with Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, and he didn't allow the destruction to come until now. That's mash, but like, that's it. You just ran out of the Zuchosim. Rabbi Shua ben Levi Amar Miyeh Eliyahu, from the days of Eliyahu, Shenemar V'yiba Alois Aminchal V'yigash Eliyahu Anovi, V'yamar Hashem Eleke Avram Yitzchak V'Yisrael, Hayoim Yoidea Ki Ata Eleikim V'Yisrael, V'ani Avdecha, U'bedvarecha Asisiyas Kolas V'Armayla. Today, people will know that I was doing everything Mitzidcha, and everything was because of you, etc. But the point is, again, up till today. And Rabbi Yechonan Amar Mimei Chizkiyahu Shenemar V'lemar B'Hamishra U'Lesholem Ein Ketz Al Kisei David V'Al Mamlachtei L'Hechi Noiso L'Sa'ada B'Mishpat V'Tzdaka Me'ata V'Ad Olam Kines Hashem Tzvakas Ta'asuzos. Up till now, from now on, it's going to be Hashem's kinas, Hashem's tzvakas is going to be doing all the good things running the world. So up till now, we were relying on zuchos avos, but then from now on, it was kinas Hashem's tzvakas. It's important to see this tesis. Nunhei amar alef, divar maskel Shmuel. Amar Rabbeinu Tam, the zuchos avos tama. The zuchos of the avos may have been used up, according to Shmuel. But the bris avos, the fact that Hashem made a covenant, that is not used up. As we always daven with Zucharti, it's Bris Yaakov. And we, Taka, don't mention the Zuchus Avos, but we mention Ela HaBris. We always mention the covenant that Hashem made. And that's the Rabbeinu Tam's explanation. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, we would not say Bezuchus Avos or Bezuchus Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov or whatever in any of our davenings, because he holds we ran out of it. They ran out of Zuchusim. So a lot of the tefillahs have it. So how do we explain that? So the Ri says, the Ri argues on Tosfos, on Rabbeinu Tam. And the Ri in the second half of Tosfos says that the Zuchus is still around, but for Tzadikim. If you're following in their ways, then you could still use the Zuchus. So that's what we rely on nowadays, when in a lot of our tefillos, we ask, B'zchus, Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov, etc. B'zchus HaAkeda, B'zchus this, B'zchus that. So we rely on the Re for the tefillos. Okay, Amar Avi Ami, Ein Misa B'Loi Chet, V'Ein Yisurim B'Loi Oven. There's no such thing as a person dying if he didn't do a sin. And there's no such thing as a person getting Yisurim without some sort of oven attached to it. Yeah, I was thinking the same thing, right? Well, according to Tosfos, look at the next Tosfos. Ein misa b'lo chet l'fisha gzeira ba af al ha'shgaga. And he said that Yisurin is bemazed. So he said this, that it's the difference between chet and oven explains this. He says chet is for shoygek and oven is for mazed. So therefore, chet can cause death even though it was b'shoygek. But Yisurin are not going to happen except if it was bemazed. And so Tosfos explains, we see Yisurin even for shoygekim. Tosfos says that the Yisurin and Argamara are Yisurin of Nigoim. So it could be that just like the Gemara in Brachas said several exceptions to what is considered a Yisurim Shel Ava, maybe Negoyim is also not a Yisurim Shel Ava. In fact, it might even be in the exceptions of that. One of them was kids dying, not having kids. One of them was, I forget the others, but maybe Negoyim could be easily added to that list. So maybe specifically that's what it means. A person cannot get death without having at least some sin in his thing. he Thomas, this soul that sins shall be the one to die. Ben lo yisub avin ha'av, v'av lo yisub avin ha'ben. A son does not die in... mute somebody there. A son does not die in his... for the sins of his father, and a father doesn't die for the sins of his son. Tzidkas ha'tzadik, alav tiyah. The righteousness of the tzadik will be on him. V'risha ha'sarasha, alav tiyah. And with regards to the second statement, ein yisurim b'loy avin, d'chsev, u'pokadati b'shevet pisham, u'p'negoyim avinam. As it states... as it states in this pasuk, a pasuk in Tehillim, "Upekadli b'shevet pishom, upenegoyim." Oh, by the way, that works with Teisvus. Upenegoyim, specifically v'negoyim for avoinam, for their bemazed sins. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think "Upekadli b'shevet pishom" is referring to that their pshaim, which are their merida sins, like sins just to go against Hashem, get hit even with a beshevet, even with a strong stick. Is that how they translate it?
Rebellious violations.
Yeah, rebellious violations would be hit even with a stick. And the next level of avoina is just maze. Is with yisurim. So we're not talking about regular yisurim over here, where a person gets a little sick, or a person stubs his toe, or whatever. But we're talking about serious ones like negoyim, which involve him memela sitting outside the camp without zoom, and getting into going into isolation, which is but it's serious isolation. You can't there's a lot of. Okay, so questions. The Gemara, the tzur of the Gemara. Basically, right now we're saying, besides the fact that he's medically sick as well. Right now we're saying that it's impossible to die if a person didn't do a sin. The Gemara is going to ask three questions and eventually throw out this opinion. The Malachim said to Hashem, "Ribbono shel olam, b'nei kanas, ma kanas ta misa al Adam Rishon? Why did you kanas misa onto Adam Rishon? Why did you give him a kanas of death?" What do you mean? Mitzvah kala tzivisiv. I gave him a very simple mitzvah. Here's the paint. It's fresh paint. Don't touch the paint. And he goes ahead. You had 1,000 apples to eat. You got to eat the wrong fruit. A very easy mitzvah I gave him. V'avar lav, and he went against it. Okay, so that's Adam Rishon. Aloi Moshe v'Aaron, shekayimu kol ha'Torah kulo v'meisu. What about Moshe and Aaron? They didn't do anything wrong. Amalei mikra echel ha'tzadik v'lo rasha. Hashem says, listen, once, it's a light bloke. Sorry, it's a punishment of the masses. You're right, sometimes the good kid gets a detention also. They got a detention. They got a misa because mikra echad, because it was one punishment for everybody. So it's a mefurish abraisa that even though people didn't sin, it's one punishment for all. So the Gemara answers, okay, but he holds like a different tana. Who the amar ki haytana? There's a different tana who holds like him. The tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar emar af Moshe v'Aaron becheta mesu. Even Moshe and Aaron died because they sinned, as it states. Shene emar yan lo he'emantim bi, because you didn't trust me. Ho he'emantim bi, but had you trusted me, adayin lo higi ezmanchem lipatim in ha'olam. You still would not have had the time for you, would not have come to die. Okay? So he was asked the question by him, a foolish b'raisa not like him, and he said, I have a b'raisa like me. The Gemara is going to slug that up also. May fake questions the Gemara. Arba meisu be'itiyoy shel nachash. There are four people who died because of the bite of the nachash. Meaning as follows. This is the snake that met Adam Rishon. Meaning that they themselves didn't sin ever, ever, ever. They never sinned. But because Adam Rishon sinned, and because Adam Rishon sinned, and Lamaisa Misa was given as a knas to the planet, these four people also died. So in our entire history, we have only four people who did not sin. Tais asks, there's a pasuk that says that everybody sinned. Tais says, well, it just means roiv. And if you count all the people from the beginning of history till now, and you only come up with four, and that's pretty good. I don't understand why the Gemara didn't ask from little kids. I would say as follows. I'm just thinking out loud now. That when a little child dies, we're all sad. And it's very, the question is, what are we really sad about? We're sad that this neshama didn't have a chance to live. Hashem knows that this neshama didn't have a chance to live. it's really a punishment for the parents more than the kid himself. Therefore, this neshama right then is going to be going to a different body, assuming that he's not here and just there for just to make a tikkun. But if it was like a brand new neshama that never had a chance to serve Hashem, then obviously Hashem felt that the world at that point needed a punishment. The closer the people are to the kid, more of a tikkun or whatever was happening. And that neshama itself is either in a different human right now or it did what it needed to do. In other words, if you have there could be no thing like, oh, he did something wrong, I feel so bad that he did a sin, so he got a punishment. A three-year-old kid that died didn't do anything wrong. He can't be held responsible for it. So one of two things. Either he was already a perfected neshama, or he's in a different place. But you can't feel bad that, oh, this boy could have done so much on this planet. If he could have, he's in another place right now, I'm saying. So maybe that's the answer. He didn't, in other words, a child that died might be there for the parents, even though I'm really saying against this pasuk that we just saw, because it says that a son won't die for the sins of the father. But maybe it means that a son won't die, in other words, and not have a chance at all. I don't know, I'm just thinking out loud. Like all these things, we have no clue. I'll just tell you one thing, just on this theme. But we have Pirkei Avos every day. We learn Pirkei Avos to start off this year every day in Skokie. And so we do a little bit. This week is this Perek Beis. And one of the Mishnayos that Hill says is that if you see somebody that drowned, he saw somebody that drowned. He said, oh, because you drowned somebody, you were drowned. And the people who drowned you are. So what is he saying? That anybody who dies because anybody who's murdered obviously is a murderer. That can't be. What about a five-year-old girl who got murdered, chas v'shalom? I mean, these things happen. So you're going to tell me that, oh no, maybe in a previous life she murdered. So I want to know, did Hevel, who was the first victim on the planet, who did he murder? He didn't get murdered, according to Hillel's, and Stamazai, you always, the vart has to be like, oh man, a five-year-old girl got murdered. Do you know that in her previous life she was a murderer? Like, you have to say that? What was she, part of the Gestapo? It's not geschmack to say. So the pshat of the Mishnah is, Lanias Daiti, that the vart is, Hillel is saying, just like I can explain it to you on such simple terms that justice is served, if you were to believe me that this guy was a murderer and his murderers will be murdered, so that makes simple justice for all, that good of an explanation is the real, that good of an explanation, whatever it is, would suffice to explain this guy's murder. Was this guy a murderer or was there one of a billion pshatim that could be? We're living right now on this planet that is so small and really irrelevant for the long term, you know, that it's not really something that you have to be, that we have to, if there's a good enough explanation, there's such a good explanation that we would accept it as good as if this guy was a murderer and also his murderers will be murdered. So now, why did children die? There could be one of a trillion reasons. It's not only like, you don't even have to say only Gilgal, because we are so not realizing what's beyond this world that the Gilgal is a nice answer, but it doesn't have to be that answer.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
Ultimately, everybody's looking for an answer. It could be that the answer is, I don't know.
No.
It's I don't know. Everything is needing to be answered, and even the Gemara. The Gemara, you have to find answers for everything.
Right.
And
you're right. That's exactly what I'm saying. That what he means to say is...
Know.
Right. But what he means to say is that there is a good explanation, just as good of an explanation as there is, that's what he means to say.
Best one. There's the best one, and hopefully someday we'll understand what it
right.
is.
Exactly.
It's not, it's above my pay grade.
Right.
That's the classic answer from Eov.
Right.
The whole big thing is that, you know, all the friends are trying to find various explanations, and at the end of the day, it's like, well, where were you when I was...
Exactly.
...gracious.
Like, right.
You don't know.
Uh-huh.
It's not a very satisfying answer, but it's the true answer.
Right, exactly.
Right. Thank you.
Sometimes they say, you know, like, listen, when you get up there, we'll have all the answers. And hopefully, it'll take you a long time to have all the answers. That's that, you want to push off that day as long as possible. Okay, so that's why it could be the Gemara's not asking from children. Because from children, they're not dying from their sin at all. And either they're going to be going somewhere else, that could be the reason. So we're talking about grown men, says the Gemara, that they only die from their sin, except for four people. But we see clearly that four people died even without sin. A mafurish abraisa. Four people died without sin. Arba meisav itish nachash ve'elohen ben Yamin ben Yaakov, one of the Shvatim. Amram Avi Moshe, Amram Moshe's father. Ayisha is Avi David, and Vikalev ben David. Actually, yeah, is it Kilov? I don't remember. I think it's Kilov, right?
Kilov, yeah.
Yeah, it's Kilov ben David. Vikulhu Gemara, and all of them are tradition Labar Me Yishai, except for Yishai, which is Mefurish, which is Meduyik in the Psukim, Avi David. The Mefarish Beikra, because the Pasuk speaks it out. The Siv, Ve'esa Masha Shem Avshalai, it says, Ve'esa Masha Sam Avshalim Tachas Yoiv Hatzava, Sarah Tzava, Amasha, Avshalom placed him under, instead of Yoav to be the the army man, the general. Amasha ben Ish. Amasha was the son of Amish, Ishma Yisra, a Yisraeli. Asher Baal Avigail bas Nachash, who had relations with Avigail, the daughter of Nachash, Achos Tzuruya. Now, Im Yoav, Aim Yoav, the mother of Yoav. Now, Vechi bas Nachash, she was the son, Avigail's father, was named Nachash. Alei bas Yishai have I. He was the son of Yishai. Tichsev achi yoisehen Tzuruya v'Avigail. As it says, and their sister was Tzuruya and Avigail. Ela bas mi shemeis v'itiyo shel Nachash. It means the daughter of he who died because of the snake, the original sin. So now, says the Gemara, who's the author of this brisa? Money. Ile matana da malachi esharis. If you say it's the Tana, the first Tana, who says that people could die even without sin, so then why isn't Moshe and Aaron on that list also? They also didn't sin. Well, according to him, Moshe and Aaron also didn't sin. Why can't Moshe and Aaron? Elulav, it must be that the reason why Moshe and Aaron is not on this list is because Moshe and Aaron sinned. So that means you're going with the second Amanda Amr before. Elulav, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. And even he says that it's possible to die without sin. And this is for, it's a refutation of Rav Ami. People can die even without sin because Misa was given as a kenas to Klal Yisrael.
Simple explanation, though. I mean, Nachash was an actual person. They know it from Tanakh. It was Melech Ammon.
Yeah, I know. So, but the Gemara's question is that elsewhere it's clear that Avigail's was named that was Yishai's sister, was Yishai's daughter. The Gemara's not asking because there wasn't a person named Nachash, but the Gemara proves because it says va'achiyosei and tsuri va'avigail. Their sisters were Tzuriah and Avigail. So clearly, Avigail was Yishai's kid. That's I think, the proof, rather than saying that there's no Nachash. Okay. I just an interesting point. These are famous people. I mean, Kilov ben David, you know, we meet him every now and then, but he wasn't like one of the Avos, and nor was Binyamin. I mean, Yishai, Amram, all these people were very important figures in Klal Yisrael, but they weren't Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, Moshe Aaron David, Shlomo. They weren't part of the Mesira. Like, you know, it's interesting. Like, the Mesira didn't go through Yishai. I mean, yeah, Yishai was very important. He was the father of David. And everything. So it's important to note that not sinning is not the best thing in the world. The best thing is to doing good. Even a lot of times you do good and you mess up. You know, I have a kid in Skokie who a lot of times I have to push, and sometimes I push too hard, and you know you get you push too hard sometimes it hits you back in the face. So the mice are the. Last year, the father called and said, like, you know, I think you're pushing him too hard. I'm like, every day I push him. Sometimes, if I don't push, nothing's going to happen. Sometimes I push too hard. You got to try. Sometimes you push and you mess up. So sometimes you push, the kid gets insulted. Sometimes you push it. All right, what can I do? So I lamaisa, unfortunately, there's got to be one or two averus on my back because of this kid. But what can you do? You got to try every day. And sometimes you mess up. Sometimes it's a misjudge. Every day you got to judge and you do your best. But if a person never sins, but he doesn't also do the good, so then... Now, I'm not saying Yishai didn't do good. I'm just saying that David did more good, that's all. Okay. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Amar Rav Yonasan, Kol ha'imer Ruvain chet, eina ela toya. Whoever says Ruvain sinned, now Ruvain famously is accused of being with his father's wife, but says the Gemara, that's not really what happened, even though the Pasuk says it. It's not really what happened. Whoever says that he sinned is making a mistake. Shenemar, v'ayihu b'nei Yaakov shneim asar. It says, and Yaakov's children were 12. V'lamet shekulin shekulin ka'achas. They were all equal. So elamani mekayim v'yishkav es bilha pilegesh aviv, that he lay with bilha. V'lamet shebilbal matzoi shel aviv. U'ma'ale alav akasav ki'ilu shachavima. He messed up his father's bed. His father brought his bed into Bilha's tent. Bilha was the maidservant of Rachel. And after Rachel died, Yaakov moved his tent into Bilha's tent instead of the other imahos of Leah, the other ima of aim of Leah. Umalala v'kasav ki'ilu shachav ima. But because he did that and he messed with his father's bed, which is obviously a very personal thing, so, and it's Yaakov Avinu, the Torah treated it as if he lay with her. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Emer, Mutzal oisei tzadik ma'os oven. So far we have a Stam Gemara, it's on Rabbi Yonasan, and it's now a Braisa. It just got upgraded to a Braisa. A Braisa that says the same thing. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Emer, Mutzal oisei tzadik ma'os oven. This tzadik was saved from that sin. V'leibah ma'isah z'eliyot. This ma'isah never happened to him. Efshar osed zaroi. His children are going to stand on har la'amid al har eva v'loimar oru sheikha v'im eishas oven. Cursed be the one who sleeps with his father's wife. V'yavei chet zel yadei. And this chet was in his hands. I think Hashem would set him up for that. El amani m'kayim v'yishkav is bilha b'legash oven. What does it mean that he lay with her? El bain imatava. He was demanding the insult given to his mother. Amar, how could Yaakov, my father, do this to my mother? Im achois imi haisa tzara li'imi. If my mother's sister was a tzara is a co-wife, to my mother. And the reason why it's called Tzara is because it makes it very squishy. Tzara means very thin and squishy. So it makes the marriage very squishy if you have two wives. They're each competing for each other's attention, for the husband's attention. We don't have this idea anymore. But if a person knows the proverbial, hey, you looked at that woman, jealousy that a wife has, if you can imagine it in an actual marriage in the home when the husband says, you're right, because she's my wife, the jealousy that exists between two wives would probably be in something that doesn't exist on the planet anymore. That level of jealousy and competition for a standard husband's affection. Now, if you can, I'm saying the one thing, even being a husband in such a situation, can you imagine how delicate and careful you have to be, assuming you cared about your wife's feelings? Can you imagine how delicate and caring you'd have to be not to chas, like, even if you mention like something about the chicken you're eating tonight, like, oh, she makes better chicken? Like, do you like her spaghetti? You can imagine like what it's like to eat supper every single night. And everything you do and say would have been like, oh, you like her better. It would be very, very a difficult, you know, thing to navigate. So that's why it's called a tzara, which means it makes life squishy.
There's a joke. This is, what do we know from the Torah that you can't have more than one wife? This is, how can a man serve two masters?
Yeah, right. They say, so now he says, if my mother's sister, then I can understand. Listen, you know, sisters are sisters. And by the way, this, according to the Mefarshim, is the reason why you can't marry two sisters. Because it's just not right to put two sisters into that position of being so jealous of each other. But he said, if my wife's sister was my mother's tzara, okay. But now my wife's sister's slave was my mother's tzara. That already I can't bear. Therefore, he went and he messed up the bed. So he took out Yaakov Avinu's bed, which he had placed in the next tent, and he put it in his mother's tent. He messed up two beds. And this is also a Meri de Kazach. One of the Shechina and one of his father. Because, as we know, when two souls unite in a physical act, they bring the Shechina down to this world. That's what it says, Ish v'Ishta are living b'shalem. That means when they're uniting an act, that's when the Shechina is in the room. We don't believe these things because, again, this is part of the Chasen Shmuz, we don't believe these things because we are part of the, because we're so Americanized that it's, you know, an act you got to do. But it's not true. This is the holy act of the marriage. It's unbelievable. People really have to re-change their brain. So the Shechina used to rest on Yaakov Avinu's bed. Why? Telling him to which soul he wanted. The Shechina is telling him which soul I want you to unite with tonight. So therefore, when Yaakov placed his bed in Bilhah's tent, the Shechina had its bed in the tent. Unbelievable. It's a good thing. It's a good thing. We keep after referring to it. Good thing. It's a good question exactly how you're medayik from the psukim. Does it say Yitzui in Lashon Yachid, or does it say Allah instead of Alisa? But, okay, so as of this point in the Gemara, Reuven had nothing to do with sin. He did a grievous crime to his father, especially a very personal crime, even though it was because he felt, but the Gemara adds on, and it was also to the Shechina. He was matriach the Shechina also. The Shechina was already resting on Yaakov's bed because of where he was going to be that night, and he messed up the Shechina also. But it had nothing to do, chas v'shalom, with an actual sexual crime. However, says the Gemara, it's machlekas tanoim. It's not so pashat. And the next four opinions really are interesting. Ketanoi, pachas kamayim al toisar. It says pachas kamayim al toisar. What does the word pachas mean? Rabbi Elazar Amar pizata, which means you acted quickly without thinking. Chavta, you were chayev, and zalita, and you were mezalzel in the father. In other words, you actually did sin. Rabbi Shu Amar, a different word, pisata al das, you trampled on the law. Chetisa, you sinned. Zanisa, you were promiscuous. So according to these two opinions, he actually was with Bilhah. Rabban Gamliel Amar Pilalta, you davened so hard to avoid the sin. Chalisa, you had such a taiva, but you fought the taiva and you got sick. And Zarcha Tivilasla, you davened, you threw up your tefillah in order to help you from the sin. But you didn't actually sin. But this is Meredik. Because according to this opinion, he really had the taiva, just like Yosef had the taiva, except he fought it. Nobody, it's a Pella. And the fourth opinion is Amar Rav Gamliel, Adayin Tzrichin Anu Lemaidoi, Rabbi Elazar Amadoi, Amar Hapachas Ateva Vedorsha, Za'azata, you shook, Heritata, you quaked, and Parchachet, and you caused the sin to fly from you. Mimech. So and another opinion that he Taka had the taiva. Rav Amar Rav Amila Rabbi Yirmiya Bar Abba Zacharta Oinshe Shaldavar, you remember the Einish, Chalisa Atzimcha, you caused yourself, Chalil Gadol, to get really sick by avoiding it, and Pirash de Melachta, and you caused yourself. So here also we see that the taiva was so great in him that he was able to avoid it. But he was able to avoid it only by getting really sick. He got really sick by avoiding it. This is, but it's possible. It's possible to fight. But according to these last three opinions, he actually had the taiva to be with Bilhah. He just fought it. So I don't know why we say Yosef had tzaddik and not Reuven had tzaddik. Reuven also had this crazy ma'isa, where he had such taiva. You can't blame a person for having taiva. You can blame a person for giving into taiva, but not for having taiva. So he had the taiva, which was in his soin, and he passed it, meredik. So I don't know why we always say Yosef at tzaddik and not Reuven at tzaddik. Says the Gemara, Simon Reuven b'nei Eli b'nei Shmuel, David Shlomo v'yoyesh Simon. Amar b'nei Shmuel bar Nachmani Amar b'yoyenesan. Kalo emar b'nei Eli chetoi. Whoever says that b'nei Eli sinned, einoi el atoya. They made a mistake. Shenemar v'shem shnei b'nei Eli, Chafni u'Pinchas. It says that Chafni and Pinchas were b'nei Eli kohanim la'Hashem. So now there's going to be, there's a pasuk that's mashma that they did sin. There's a pasuk that says that they sinned by all the women who used to come to bring karbanas, that they were with them. So Savalik Rav the Amar, he held like Rav the Amar. Rav is going to say soon that Pinchas leichat, that Pinchas didn't sin, and Makish Chafni to Pinchas. And he says, and Lamaisa, the Torah puts them together. So Ma Pinchas leichat, Av Chafni leichat. So there were two sons to Eli. Eli had two sons, Chafni and Pinchas. And the Gemara says that they were sinned with the women who came to bring karbanas. Because the women, let's say a woman had a baby, so she has to bring a carbon. So she used to go to the base of Mikdash to bring the carbon. And according to the Psukim, while they were there, Chafni and Pinchas, the B'nai Eli, were with them. So if you read Tanakh, Pasha Pshat, it makes today's door not so bad. So Av Chafni Lochet. So too Chafni didn't sin. and he's going to be medayik that Pinchas didn't sin. So too Chafni. Excuse me. Elamani mekayim asher yishkevun as anoshim. What does it mean? They were with the women. Mitoich says the Gemara. No. They weren't perfect. they didn't allow the women to bring the karbanis. They went the women to the back of the line. And they made the women go to the back of the line, and because of that, they missed that day in Vechulum. Till they were back home, took 2 or 3 days, because they weren't treating the women properly. And since they missed time with their husbands, the Torah treated it as if they were with them. So again, it was a small crime rather than a big crime. Since they made them wait, and therefore the women were prevented from going back to their husbands, the Torah treated it as if they were with them. Gufa Amar of Pinchas, Amar Av, Rav says, Pinchas Leichet, Pinchas Tinsin. As it states, Shenemar V'achia ben Achitoiv, Achi Ikavod, ben Pinchas, Eikavod, ben Eli Kohen, Hashem. Says, Pinchas, the son of Eli, the Kohen. Says the Gemara, if he sinned, you think he would still be considered like a Kohen? Efshir Chet Barliot of Hakos of Miachse, you think a sin would come to his hand and he would, the Torah would say that, the Torah would treat it as if he was, as if he was still a good person. Im Yisrael, who if a person sins and he's a Yisrael, lo yila er bechachamim, he won't be able to answer in a group of chachamim. He won't know what to say. And he won't be able to have students. Im kohen, and if he's a kohen, lo yila lo ben megish mincha, he will not be a kohen anymore. So the fact that it says that Pinchas was still a kohen, And it was miyachasim to Eli. Obviously, Pinchas never sinned. Elulav shmamina Pinchas lechet. It says Allah Kosev says asher yishkevun, they lay with those women in plural. And so it's Chafni and Pinchas. So the Gemara says no. At this point, this man the Amar holds that Chafni did and Pinchas didn't. Yishkevan ksev. No, it's a singular. Vaksev el bani ki loy tava shmua. My children, there's a lot of bad rumors going around about you. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak b'nai k'siv, one kid in singular. V'k'siv ma'avirim. Amar Rav Huna b'reid Rav Yeshua ma'aviram k'siv, all in singular. I have k'siv b'nei Belial. So again in plural, the Gemara says mitech shahayle lePinchas limcha. Since Pinchas should have protested lechafni, v'loy michamale ala k'siv ki'iluchat. The Torah treats it as if he sinned. So the Gemara's answer, there's two opinions so far. One says that Chafni and Pinchas, neither of them sinned. And one says Chafni did, and that's the simple pshat of the pasuk, but Pinchas didn't. Why is some places does it refer to him? Because he should have protested. Amar Rab Shmuel, Bar Nachmeni, Amar Rab Yonasan, Kal Ha'omer B'nei Shmuel Chet, whoever said that the children of Shmuel sinned. Also, Eina Elatoya is making a mistake. Shenemar, Vayihi ki zaken Shmuel banav loy halchu bedrachav. His children did not go in his ways. Says the Gemara, bedrachav udaloy halchu. They don't go all the way in his ways. But michta nami loy chatoi. But lemaisa they didn't sin. So what does it mean? Lemaisa mikan vayito acharei betza, that they went after the bribery and things like that. It means, says the Gemara, that they weren't perfect. Shaloi also kemaisa avim, because they didn't do like their father. Shaya Shmuel hatzadik. Shmuel would go around the entire Klal Yisrael and pitch his tent and then sit there for a couple of days in this city and dan all and give musar and shmuzin and then go to the next city. Master bechal mukam Yisrael v'donaisam areihem in their city. Shemar v'halach midei shana b'shana v'sav of Beis El v'hagilgu v'hamitzvah v'shafet es Yisrael. He went around every year, the entire year. He went around the whole Eretz Yisrael. Shmuel Anavi did not have his own Beis Din. He used to go and pitch his tent, and you might sign Tzadik Balayir, and he used to judge Klal Yisrael like that. However, the children were not like that. They said, you guys come to me. The reason they did that was because they wanted to give money to their people who needed to send messages and to enforce the rules. If they went around, then they would just use the local populace as messengers. But here, they used their own messengers, and of course they made the plaintiffs pay for it. Kitanoi says the Gemara, Vayitu achrei abetza, it's a machlokes tanoi, whether or not they sinned. Some say that they went after this bribery and things like that. Reb Meir, what does that mean? Chelkam sha'alu b'piyam. They used to ask for their portions, like the Maisarishan, because they were Levim. They used to say, hey, give me that. And of course, if a Gadol HaDor goes over to you and says, can I have your Maiser? Like, what are you going to say to him? Like, you give him the miser, basically. So people weren't able to say no to Shmuel's kids. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Miloye Hetila Balabatim. They used to put fear on the Balabatim. In other words, they had a business, and they used to go over to the Balabatim and say, we're not stealing or anything like that, but I think you're going to use us for a contract. And of course, if a Gadol HaDor would come over to you and say, like, you know, I'm opening a phone service, I would like you to use my service, what would you say? Yes, sir. So they would put their fear on the Balabatim. Rabbi Kiva Aymer, Kupa Yisera Shel Maiser, not the Bezoya. They used to take extra Maiser forcefully. And Rabbi Yisera Matanos, not the Bezoya. The Matanos of the Zeroya Lechaim and the Keva, which did not even go to them, they used to take by force. Okay, so we'll stop over here. Have an amazing day.
Thank you.